advancing pleasure. This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show, the last one before Daddy takes a week off. Is this voluntary?
Voluntary.
You sure?
No, not court-ordered this time.
Jay Cutler going to the Chicago Bears. Kirk Brooks takes over the first-tier event center and the Tri-City Storm.
I think not. There's something. I don't know. Is there any connection?
We're actually going to have two sportsbook managers from Las Vegas on the show today.
It's strange. Never happened before.
Mike Perenio from Mandalay Bay, our friend, is going to join us to talk about the NCAA basketball tournament, the Final Four, and Brad Hill, head coach of the Kansas State Wildcat baseball team, going to join us coming up in the first half of the show today as well. In fact, pretty early on in the segment today in this first half hour. So they get ready to take on Nebraska. The impending weather, you wouldn't know it by looking out now, but in the next 24 to 48 hours, it's going to get nasty, nasty, nasty. Hopefully what will be the last major winter storm of this season is expected to roll in. Nebraska is going to play two games today, 2:05, 6:05. You can hear the second game on the 1230 KHAS and the Breeze. Also, they're going to try and get in at 2:05 tomorrow. UNK, they're welcoming in one of the top teams in the nation, fourth-ranked Mesa State. Well, they're going to play a doubleheader today starting at 3 o'clock, nine-inning first game, seven-inning nightcap. Then they'll see how the weather goes and try and play some tomorrow. But Mesa is 28-5, 18-2 in the conference, and they are ranked fourth in the country. Hastings College playing at home tonight. They've moved that up with Nebraska Wesleyan. Those games will start at 5 o'clock this evening. UNK softball for the weekend completely canceled. Track is going to the Concordia Invite in Seward. That's been moved up to today starting at 2 o'clock. And that's just a few of the changes. As everybody knows what's coming, they're going to try and get in all these athletics. But two big stories, Tony. There's a lot of big stories. Final Four is coming up. You can hear the men and the women here on ESPN Radio tomorrow for the men. The women coming up on Sunday. Fauner Park, a lot of things going on there. They're going to try and get in at least a couple of good days of racing and see what the weather brings on Sunday. This could be a good day to go to Fauner. Just throwing it out there. A lot of high school events. Track going on up at Kearney High. Golf going on in Grand Island. Some soccer played yesterday. Hastings playing pretty good right now, their girls especially. And so all that going on, but we've been talking about it for, it seems like, a year. And the name is Kirk Brooks, and the Tri-City Storm and First Tier Event Center officially has been sold. And Mr. Brooks will join us live in studio in the second half of the show. So if you've got a question for Mr. Brooks, fire off an email, whether it's for him or on any of our topics, to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Let's start there, Tony. I compare what happened this morning to Bo Pelini being hired as the Nebraska football coach. There was such a disdain and lack of interest during the final month or so of the Bill Callahan regime that when it was just announced Bo Pelini was coming in, everybody was looking forward to the next season, to the next day, to the change. And I think that that is what the community of Kearney and the Tri-Cities, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and all the folks that love hockey and love going to events at the event center, I think they feel a breath of fresh air in the change that was announced officially this morning.
Well, yeah, I think there's a level of excitement. I think about a year, everybody knew that this was going to happen, whether it was at one time looked to be the city of Kearney, then it went back to private investors. Finally, Mr. Brooks emerged as the one that wanted to make this happen. I'll be interested to get his take on why Kearney. You know, why would you, being in Las Vegas, single out a town of 32,000, whatever Kearney is, pick out arena, pick out a hockey team, obviously very involved in hockey in Las Vegas, 500-seat arena there. to come here.
He owns the Las Vegas Ice Center and the Nevada Stars AAA hockey program, his first stint in the USHL.
Maybe the USHL. I think he knows that's a premier feeder league to colleges. Maybe getting a chance to be an owner in this league was something he was very interested in. I think everybody, like you said, Doug, it is a breath of fresh air. There's got to be excitement. The champagne certainly is flowing at the event center today.
Well, and I've already heard some great things that he is going to be doing with ticket holders and sponsors this weekend at the event center. He's already jumping in with both feet and had a chance to go to a press conference this morning. Here's some of the things that he said. We're going to save most of our discussion on the hockey for when Kirk joins us here in studio. But things look good for the Tri-City Storm. He said the reason that he wanted the Storm is because of his passion for hockey. He was looking for something out in this area. He was asked about the staff, the coaching. He said no change is going to be made anywhere at this time. He said as far as changes on the horizon, we'll see. He goes, if everybody's doing their job, they will continue to keep their job.
You know, and in talking with some of the few people we have to talk behind the scenes in this deal, the first thing that he asked somebody directly involved with the Storm is, what do we do for the host families? The man responded, well, they get a $200 stipend a month to help with the kids, do whatever they want with the money, basically feed them $200. He said, okay, that's great. He said, what else? The response was, well, they get $200 a month, that pretty much period. He was astounded by that, taken back by that, and he said, well, that's one of the first things I'm going to fix. According to this person, to do a lot more to get them a lot more with the hockey game. And we know some people that are host families, and the $200, when you try and support the team and go out there and you get a family of four and it's $40 in tickets, the $200 doesn't last very long. Maybe just getting some tickets would be something that was a plus. Maybe that's something Mr. Brooks will look at, but that was one of his first concerns, and that goes right to the heart of where this. You got to have people to host these kids that play in Kearney.
Asked him what the first thing is that he's going to attack as far as on ice. It was scouting. He's already got folks at tournaments this weekend looking at kids. Also, as far as the event center, he touched on this two or three times. Customer service, value, what they're going to do for the fans of the hockey team. And he said, one of the first things he said early in the press conference is concession prices will be coming down. So that was a direct shot at what's been going on out there. So I guess take a little heed in that. It'll be more affordable to go to prices will be coming down. It will be more affordable to go to a Tri-City Storm hockey game and some of the events that will be going on at the event center. Also, he was asked, will it remain the first-tier event center? He said, if Joel Weens pays more than anybody else to have their name on the building, it will remain the first-tier event center, as the entire room of media had to bite their lip from laughing.
No, it will not be the first-tier event center anymore.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. And the Storm are home tonight. Tomorrow, you might have a chance to meet Mr. Brooks. He is going to be on hand, of course, introducing himself to the fans and the fans to him as the new Event Center owner and owner of the Tri-City Storm. Tonight against Sioux City, tomorrow against Sioux Falls, face-off at 7:05 both nights. We're going to give you a chance to win a family four-pack of tickets to tonight's hockey game. Coming up here in just a couple of moments. So if you haven't won hockey tickets this week, keep listening, and we're going to give you a chance here in just a couple of moments. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Daddy, we'll talk a lot more about hockey, but your favorite sport, the National Football League, the Chicago Bears, I think a very good fit for Jay Cutler. He is going to Chicago. I think the Broncos got a great, great deal as well.
I just couldn't believe what they had to give up for him. Now, he does look to be that franchise quarterback. You go back 80-some years in Bears history, the numbers that Jay Cutler produced last year, better than any other quarterback in Bears history. Wasn't, though, exactly a ringing endorsement from Mr. Urlacher, was it?
Well, I think he liked Kyle Orton. He was trying to take the middle ground.
But, I mean, saying I mean, they must think he's pretty good because we gave up a hell of a lot. I mean, reading into that a little bit, saying, holy Lord, two first-rounders? Two? I thought that's a bunch, but the offense is the one that's been struggling now.
I'll tell you what, if Jay Cutler pans out, it's cheap. Because the draft anymore is a crapshoot, especially when it comes to quarterbacks, and especially what the Bears have had to work with for a long, long time.
No, you're going down to battling, and Kyle Orton, I guess, was going to be the front runner for that job. But now it's going to be Orton, Chris Sims, and then Daryl Hankins, is that correct? The third string guy for Denver. Will Kyle Orton be able to step up? Obviously, Oakland, Jamarcus Russell, say what you want, but Phillip Rivers, Matt Castle from Kansas City, he's certainly taking a back seat to those two guys.
I already thought the Bears will be a slight favorite over the Vikings in that division. I picked them last year. They lost too many close games and still finished 500. I think this makes the Bears the favorite in the division.
Well, Solomon Wilcots comes out and says they're the favorite in the NFC with Cutler.
Well, I think they can have that kind of capability. I think the Bears have a very solid club. They've got a good running game. They've now got a top-grade quarterback. They've always had a good defense. Their return game and their special teams, good place kicker, obviously a great return game. The one spot that they are probably now going to have to maybe even go into the draft is find quality wide receivers.
That's a key. Because right now, do you have a quality receiver on the club? Yeah, you've got Devin Hester, who's a burner and can get behind people at times. But he's certainly playing the other side of the ball, not there all the time. Not exactly a number one threat. Other than him, who do you have?
Your thoughts, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Or you can go to the website, get onto the blog at ESPNSuperstation.com. That's right there on the front page for you. When we come back, Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas talking Final Four. Brad Hill, manager of the Kansas State Baseball Club, as they come into Lincoln this weekend, plus the new owner of the Tri-City Storm and Event Center, Kirk Brooks. All coming up.
It was just last week during our programming meeting that the boss made this comment about the Doug and Daddy show.
We have in effect put all our rotten eggs in one basket. And we intend to watch this basket carefully.
These rotten eggs will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Golf in Kearney is open to the public once again. Could the next Tiger Woods be in Kearney, Nebraska? Find out. Send your 7 to 14 year old golfer to the youth golf lessons beginning June 2nd. Join up now for the most affordable men's leagues in Kearney, Monday and Wednesday nights, which start April 20th. Contact Jason by email at elkslodge984@charter.net or call 308-238-0760. Elks Country Golf, fun for the whole family.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
A real sports fan sometimes needs to see a game that isn't on basic channel, that their dish can't pull in, and they want to see it over a pretty damn good charburger and a brew with other fans. Slugger Sports Bar and Grill knows the fan who needs his fix of a special broadcast. That's why they've installed state-of-the-art receivers that'll bring in most games no matter how obscure or how exclusive. Sluggers, because you want to go where Bob Buck knows your game. Sluggers, just a long fly ball off South Locust at 707 Anna in Grand Island. Pounding pitchers all day long.
All the excitement of Kansas City Royals baseball is on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation again this season.
The pitch. Gordon corks one to right, and he hit that one a ton. It is way out of the ballpark. A two-run home run for Alex, and the Royals are on the board.
Opening day is this Monday as the Royals travel to Chicago to take on the White Sox. Pregame at 12:30, first pitch at 1:05. Opening day, Royals at White Sox, Monday, right here on ESPN Radio.
Right through the Final Four, up to the two teams fighting on the single bracket for supremacy. ESPN Radio Superstation is your home for NCAA tournament action, game by game, region by region. ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460, and 1550 AM.
A winter storm watch is in effect for our area from Saturday evening out into the day on Sunday. We're going to see a mix of clouds and sun develop today with high temperatures around 61 with southeast winds increasing to 15 to 35 this afternoon. Tonight we'll see some periods of rain develop with a low near 37. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 52.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. A reminder that this Sunday, the Kearney American Legion Baseball is holding a big fundraiser with the Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament going on at the Eagles Club, located at 17 West 24th Street, Kearney, just a block south Highway 30 there from the Apple Market in Kearney, if you need a little bit better directions, or from Midas, right there, the Eagles Club. Registration starts at 1. Play will start promptly at 2 o'clock. $25 entry fee, and then there will be buy-ins throughout the day, guaranteed payout, limited to the first 200 entries, and the proceeds of this tournament go to help fund Kearney American Legion Baseball throughout the summer. All are invited to participate, and of course, that's going on this Sunday, the Eagles Club Kearney American Legion fundraiser. Registration begins at 1, 2 o'clock. The cards are in the air, Daddy.
I see what you're doing. A little card playing. We go to Las Vegas, kind of tie it in.
You got. There's just not as many games going on this weekend. You probably find yourself a good little maybe tournament anywhere at any time. And, you know, I don't know. Mandalay
right
Bay.
Right next to the sportsbook.
Nice. Yeah, Mandalay Bay has the poker room right next to the sportsbook. How convenient for you.
Well, that's why we're joined right now by Mike Perenio. He is the owner of the Mandalay Bay Sportsbook. Mike.
And pool.
He is the head lifeguard at the pool as well. Mike, welcome once again.
How you guys doing? Hey, I got to call Gaming Control quick because I heard you guys say you have poker over there in Nebraska.
It's played with Cheerios and toothpicks, my
friend. Okay, all right. As long as it's not live gaming.
Well, Mike, Final Four for the men, and I know even maybe some odds up on the women when we get to this point. But as far as the first 60 games of one of this NCAA men's basketball tournament, how's it been looking from your point of view?
Well, I'd like to congratulate the general public on having a good year this year. I don't know about you guys, but it's not the best of years for us. It's definitely, since I've been here the last 10 years, it's probably the worst for us so far. But got two games on Saturday and the big one on Monday. But I don't think we're going to recover from that first week. But it's good to see the public has make some money once in a while.
Mike, but we talked to you before the tournament started, and I noticed that the point spreads that were put out in the open, many of them, the point spreads moved down, which means people were betting on the underdogs. Those underdogs covered obviously hurt you guys. Is it surprising that the public was on the underdogs?
Well, it was a combination of that and betting the Big East favorites that kept covering game and after game. So it wasn't just underdogs that hurt us. It was a lot of those Big East teams just kept rolling through and covering, and that's why there's a few Big East teams in the Final Four.
Well, Mike Perenio joins us from the Mandalay Bay, the sportsbook and race manager there. I guess the general folks would go, well, wait a minute. All the number one seeds were in last year. Wouldn't that mean all the favorites did well? This year there's just a couple of number one seeds. Explain that to the general audience.
Yeah, I mean, generally, you know, it's not like there's upsets in there. It's ones and twos and the three, I think, this year. So it's not like we got a six seed or a 10 seed in there that threw everybody off. When it gets to, it's kind of funny, everyone talks about the March Madness and the Cinderella stories, but you rarely see a Cinderella story. I mean, if you get a 3 or 4 seed in the tournament, that's a Cinderella story, but you don't see 10 seeds in the Final Four hardly ever. So although it's known as a Cinderella, and I guess it's just a perception that in a tournament like this anybody can win it, but you don't see very often 4 seeds or below in the Final Four, and this year's, although it's not all number one seeds, it is, it's not like there are 10 seeds in there this year.
Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, another thing that you told us earlier in the year that came to fruition is you don't like to bet, say, a team 3 months away, because you can get the same value basically at the start of the tournament or throughout the tournament. There were some places last week that actually had, before the Sweet 16 started, North Carolina at 4-1. And I thought that that was amazing because they've been 5-2 at the least throughout the year. And then here, before the Sweet 16, you get them at 4-1. So you were correct on that again.
And Villanova's even more drastic. I know there were places, 30-1 and stuff before the tournament started on teams that like Villanova. So, anytime you bet futures, you're tying up your money for a long time, and you're hoping that they get in, where if you wait a little while, you can generally find out that teams are definitely in the tournament or in the playoffs if you're talking football. Some people like the futures because they want to bet them in Vegas, and if you're not living here, you got to bet them when you're here. So that's the only drawback if you don't live in Nevada.
It gives you a reason to fly back and cash all those tickets,
right? That's
right. Mike, let's get to the two games tomorrow. Tony brought up a semi-interesting point, because none of them are very interesting, but a semi-interesting point. How much does Michigan State basically playing at home, or at least in Detroit, how much does Michigan State playing in Detroit affect the line this week?
It makes a big difference all through the tournament. I mean, if you look back at teams that did well or covered, you know, there were teams if they're in their area, you can count on them doing a lot better than if they have to travel across the country. And when you're doing your brackets, that's something you want to pay attention to, too. I mean, home teams mean a big difference all year long, and that same thing when it gets to tournament time. It's going to be huge for them. And you've even seen the line on that game go from 4.5 down to 4, which especially when you get to the big games and the finals and any kind of sports, you don't usually see the underdog getting bet a little bit. And I'm sure that has to do with why Michigan State's getting some money put on
it. Mike, I guess if you're going to play this game in San Antonio like it was last year, Connecticut would be an 8-point favorite. Is that about right?
Yeah, I would assume, yeah, 7 to 8-point favorite at least, and I kind of the public's betting Michigan State, and they've been on a pretty good roll right now, but moving from 4.5 to 4 makes me think Connecticut might win this game and cover, even though it's basically a road game.
Okay, Mike, obviously we North Carolina, pretty prohibitive favorite over Villanova. As far as the overall, if you want to bet right now, North Carolina, set us up. What are they right now?
It went from 7 up to 7.5. So, of course, I'll take Villanova on that. Although, if the way the tournament's been going, I might be in trouble. The public might be right on these games. But, Villanova's a Big East team, and North Carolina has tons of talent, but they don't play a lot of defense. And when you get to championship games or Final Four games in any sport, your defense is pretty key on big games, and I kind of like it to see people bet North Carolina. I would think Villanova has a pretty good shot of keeping that a 3-point game.
Mike, I'm going to rephrase the question for you. Overall, the odds to win this thing out there, set us up with the four teams.
North Carolina, like you said, it's 7-2 was the opening odds. They're 10-11 now, so basically even money on North Carolina. So you're not getting any value on North Carolina. Connecticut opened at 6-1, and they're currently 3-2. Villanova's 7-2 right now. They were 12-1, and Michigan State's 17-5, a little more than 2-1, and they were 20-1 opening odds at the beginning of the year.
Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay joining us from the Sportsbook. Mike, let's switch gears here before we let you go. The Masters is next week. Phil Mickelson goes out and fires an impressive 77 today. Tiger takes the week off. Set us up for the Masters. Where do you got Tiger, and where do you see some value?
Well, Tiger's always about 2-1 on any tournament he decides to play in, even after the injuries. Phil's 6-1. Harrington's 15-1. The Masters, you'll see some upsets in the Masters. If you want to look for guys that play well, I think the kid's name was Nick Watney or something that finished second last year. I think you can get some good odds on him. And the thing with Tiger is he may play real well in the Masters. putting is huge in the Masters. He knows how to play the greens there, and even though he was hurt, you got to figure he was putting quite a bit while he was off. If anything he worked on, it was probably putting. It looked like when he sank that putt last week to win, maybe he's been working on his putting while he's been off the time he was off.
For some of us old saps, so what about a Greg Norman bet? What would he be doing? Is he part of the field?
Just give me your money, Tony.
Is he part of the
he might be in the field now, I think. He's in the field with our book. Those guys, it's fun to see those guys make a run once in a while in these big the big tournaments. You see a guy that's older and that's been there before. And there'll be a guy here or there that makes a run, but they'd never win it. But it makes it kind of fun to watch them and see what they can do. But, he's in the field, which right now the field's 8-1, which isn't too bad, especially with Watney in there. And although we do have Fred Couples as a single entry in the futures. So there's some older guys still you can get if you want to make a bet for old time's sake, but you're probably not going to cash on that.
Doug, isn't it amazing that there's two Final Four games tomorrow, and then, okay, the Masters next week. That's about, but baseball's starting too.
Baseball, as far as you know, begins Sunday, as far as you know. Mike, who's odds on right now, and who's a value bet in your eyes?
You know what? Of course, the Yankees, with all their acquisitions, although I think they made a mistake, with Pitch and Chamberlain in the starting rotation, I'm kind of surprised about that because, they just don't seem to make smart decisions sometimes. He's a great pitcher, but, boy, if you have Chamberlain and then Rivera, if you have the lead in after the seventh inning, you might, or even the seventh if they pitch Chamberlain two innings, you can pretty much shut the door every time. And I'm kind of surprised they're moving him in the starting rotation. And I think they're doing everything they can not to win by doing something like that. I don't think Chamberlain's going to be a good starting pitcher, but we'll see. Maybe they get paid more money than me because they know what they're doing. And Boston's a favorite. They're 2-1 right now. The Yankees are 11-10. It's like betting a football game. So you get give us $11 and we'll give you back 21, but we'll hold your money for 6.5 months. there's the favorites. There's never much value in betting the favorites. So, if you're going to bet futures, you want to take a stab with someone. Maybe that Minnesota Twins look like but they're bet down to 5-1-2 now because of the pitching they have.
Devil Rays.
Tampa Bay. You're not going to get any value on them either. They're 6-1. After last year, everyone's kind of on their bandwagon now. So there's not a lot of value. The 6-1s, I would take a stab with in that range with maybe like the Los Angeles Angels. They got good pitching staff. They've made some improvements on there. There's just not a lot of value. Even Kansas City and stuff, you're not getting a lot of value on teams anymore. And that's a reflection on us having to worry about someone beating us on big odds. The biggest odds you can find out there in baseball right now for the season are 150-1 on the Nationals and 100-1 on the Pirates. The Padres are 100-1. They do have some pitching, and that's last year that division it was five teams or something within five games towards the end of the year. So 100-1 on the Padres, although they did everything they could not to win in the offseason.
Well, Micah, we'll catch up with you again from time to time. Sure enjoy chatting with you and helping us out with the Final Four, the Masters, and Major League Baseball. Enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, you guys are coming out, right?
We will be there soon. Very, very soon.
All right. I wasn't supposed to say that because someone doesn't know you're coming out.
I'm not sure they've approved my day off yet.
Well, if you guys ever come out, I look forward to it. Come out here, have some fun at Mandalay Bay, and we hope everyone will, when they come to Vegas, at least consider coming out here and seeing what a beautiful property we have.
He's the head lifeguard and the owner of the Mandalay Bay Racing Sportsbook, Mike Perenio. Mike, thanks so much.
You bet, guys.
Mike giving us a little odds there. What are the odds that the Tri-City Storm turn things around? Well, we've got another Las Vegas investor that's going to join us next. The new owner of the first-tier event center in Tri-City Storm, Kirk Brooks, when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Most of the sponsor messages you're about to hear did not realize their commercials were going to be in the Doug and Daddy Show. Pity.
It's Fan Appreciation Weekend at the Storm Hockey Games, presented by Slumberland Furniture and Affiliated Foods Midwest. For each game, save money with the Storm Stimulus Pack. Get two tickets for just $20. Friday night, play Armchair Quarterback, presented by Slumberland Furniture. Saturday night, everyone through the doors will get a free food item courtesy of Affiliated Foods Midwest and Frito-Lay. It's Fan Appreciation Weekend this Friday and Saturday with the Tri-City Storm. For tickets, call 308-338-8011. Storm Hockey, presented by Viero.
Saturday night, the NCAA tournament on Westwood One rolls on.
3 seconds, Reynolds drives, shot, got it! He got it! Villanova wins! And Villanova is going to the Final Four!
Can Scotty Reynolds and Villanova upset Tyler Hansborough and North Carolina? Will Tom Izzo and Michigan State knock off Jim Calhoun's UConn Huskies? The Final Four is right here
on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
A winter storm watch is in effect for our area from Saturday evening out into the day on Sunday. We're going to see a mix of clouds and sun develop today with high temperatures around 61 with southeast winds increasing to 15 to 35 this afternoon. Tonight we'll see some periods of rain develop with a low near 37. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 52.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Friday. Coming up, we're going to catch up with the manager of the Kansas State baseball team, Brad Hill. They come into Nebraska for a three-game series, two of those coming up this afternoon starting at 2:05. But we just left Vegas, and we are pleased to welcome for the inaugural of what we hope will be many visits here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the new owner of the Tri-City Storm and the first-tier event center, Kirk Brooks, the Las Vegas resident. So we're staying with the sun, and it's not a bad day here. But, Kirk, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, and I believe congratulations are in order on getting this deal finalized.
Thank you very much.
Glad to have you in. I guess just your thoughts.
Oh, I've got a lot of thoughts right now, but my mind's just reeling. Of course, I've got a lot of different people coming to me with a lot of different ideas, and I just want to say to everybody, we're going to incorporate them all.
Kirk,
free beer!
how many days in the next year do you plan on being in Kearney?
Well, let's see. How many days does it not snow? As long as the golf course is open, I'll probably be here.
I asked you the question up at the press conference. I guess just kind of reiterate for the folks listening today, there's so many things that are out there to do with the event center and then separately with the Storm. What do you attack first? What are the immediate things that you want to address?
Probably the first and immediate thing is going to be the concession prices. Honestly, I mean, that's, again, like I said at the press conference, everybody sees doing business in a different way. Sell higher, sell fewer, or sell more, sell lower. And that's going to kind of be my image here at this point in time, is to lower and try to sell more of the product at a lower price, more affordable for the fans here.
I think a lot of people out there, why Kearney?
Well,
Or why? I guess why? Obviously, a big hockey fan. USHL,
right?
Great league, great feeder system. Right. Being a part of that, obviously a part of it.
I've got two kids involved in hockey myself. I mean, that's kind of what brought me to hockey. And after you watch hockey, it's tough for me to keep up with all the other sports because it's just an addiction once you get into hockey. My boy will be playing here next year. He'll be playing for the Storm. I'm kind of a family guy. I want to be part of his life as long as I can. Thus, this is a challenge for me. I love it. I mean, I'm a competitive person, and I love it. And at this level, the kids will give you everything they've got to get to the next level, whereas some of the lower-level circuits, just kind of kids playing there to be playing. I want to be part of something where everybody's going to pitch in and work towards one goal.
Kirk Brooks, the new owner of the Tri-City Storm and first-year event center, join us. We've got a ton of questions, but we'll only be able to get to a few to get you moving through what's a very busy weekend. But for the folks that, hey, we've got a new member of the community here, give them a little bit of your background. We've tried to do that with your work in Vegas and how you acquired the hockey teams. I guess what do you want the folks of the Tri-Cities to know about Kirk Brooks, the person and the man that's going to own these two entities?
Well, I think all I want to say is I want to get them to give us a chance. Come out and see if it becomes more entertaining at the games. That's what we're going to provide because games are entertainment. They're not just a hockey game. And what we intend to do is provide entertainment for everybody that wants to come out.
Kirk, how does one in Las Vegas hear of this sale, hear of this building? I mean, it's up for sale.
Well, when you're in the hockey circle, you hear a lot of things. It's not just this team that, you know, you could have bid on at this point in time. There's other teams out there in other leagues that the NAHL that I could have picked up on. But this is the premier league in the United States for hockey. And I thought, why take something second best?
There's a lot of questions about what you will want to do with the actual team, which is mired in their worst season in 9 years. And you touched on the situation that Coach Rudrud and some of these kids were put into. The USHL has been a league where 1 year a team can win 40, 45 games, and like we saw with Des Moines and Tri-City, you know, this year they've got 11 or 12 wins, and then conversely, the next year through a draft and as fast as they move through these kids, it can turn around. How do you approach that?
Well, we've got to get out there and talk to a lot of kids, get a lot of kids into camp, get them all on the same page. Once you get – I've seen teams that play as a team that have no big star, that because they play as a team – they win games, and that's really what I want to try to get accomplished here is the team spirit, you know, just team in itself.
Sounds like a lot of community involvement, maybe more than these kids were used to in the past.
Absolutely. If they shy away from being in the community, then they probably shouldn't come here and play.
Kirk Brooks joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the new owner of the event center and Tri-City Storm. Kirk, what have you been told about the Storm and I guess the community of Kearney, but more about the Storm before Joel Weans, during Joel Weans, some of the things that maybe worked that you want to incorporate in the future?
You know, I'm not sure what we'll incorporate because it's tough to go back and try to turn things around. I can tell you I couldn't be happier about the enthusiasm of the people that I've talked to since I got here. They all seem ready for a change. They all seem ready to get back out and support a team. But that's our job also. You can't have people come out and support a team that doesn't win games and doesn't try. That's our job to make sure the kids are out there winning games and trying.
Sounds like there will be much more of a scouting budget and where maybe in the past that was lacking.
Well, I can tell you just some conversations that, you know, I had with Joel was Joel didn't believe a lot in the scouting process. Therefore, he limited to that quite a bit. So if we spend $1, we probably spent more. So we're going to spend more than $1. I can guarantee you that.
Kirk Brooks joins us here. Again, there's the Storm and there's Event Center. If we don't talk about the Storm and we talk just about the Event Center, how hands-on do you want to be with that part and what they bring in outside of Storm hockey? Joel was big in basketball. I'm not just talking about sports. Is there something else that you would like to see come in? People have been talking. Football's been here. Basketball's been here. Is there something else you would be interested in having come into the event center?
Well, we're interested in everything coming to the event center. Concerts, sports of all types. In fact, today I saw on the TV where they're talking about possibly moving the girls' volleyball tournament here next year. We'd love to be a part of that and try to help it happen. We want to host all events that we can possibly host there at the event center.
Sounds a lot of energy. Not just I think there people are receiving feedback from you, and the energy is just magnified, Kirk, to be real honest with you.
Well, I hope so. I can't wait to see the game tonight, be at the game tomorrow night. I talked to the guy upstairs, and I think he's going to move the weather somewhere out of here so it doesn't affect us.
And Kirk, you'll have a chance. You're going to introduce yourself to the fans tonight. I'm sure a lot of folks are going to want to come up and meet you and at least say hi. And with just two games left in this season, you're trying to do some things just in these two games.
Well, we thought it was very important to get in here, and that was part of the deal with Joel, was that we got in here before the end of the season because we didn't want people to sit in the whole off season saying, okay, well, sure, this guy says this, he says that, but are we really going to see change? We want them to see that there will be change. I invite them all out tonight. I'll be present. My family will be present. Don't hesitate to come up and introduce yourself, and we'll go from there. Tomorrow night we're also having a season ticket holder little get-together party, of which there'll be drinks and hors d'oeuvres, and we want all the season ticket holders to show up and introduce themselves and go forward.
Kirk, season ticket holders, host families can expect a lot more.
Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with the way Joel did business. That's the way he did business, but I'm a different businessman, especially the host families. These are people we need to, hold in high esteem around here. Season tickets for them is just a given. We want them at the games. We want them supporting the kids that they've got in their homes. Otherwise, who's going to come out and support them if we can't even get the host families out?
Well, everything we're hearing, you're at the top of the pedestal right now. There's nowhere to go, but you better work hard to stay there. Everybody's impressed with what they've heard so far.
Well, I think the fans and the season ticket holders and the host families should be at the top of the pedestal. We're just here trying to do our job. They're here supporting the team. And that's the major difference.
Kirk, you do own another team in Las Vegas. What style of a league? Where is it at on the pecking order?
Well, basically that's an independent club. That's Midget 18 AAA, Midget 16 AAA. And basically those kids are trying to get ready to get to the USHL or get to the NAHL. How many will make it? Maybe 10%. But the ones that do, we want to have a place for them.
Well, Kirk, I know you've got a lot of appointments to keep moving along. We appreciate giving some time. One of these days when we get settled in, we'll talk about the king of the prop bet.
Great. Sounds good to me.
Kirk, one of these days we might even get on the golf course with you.
Well, why? Then we're going to get some prop bets going for sure.
Well, I've already heard some stories. We're going to have to lie about our handicap, and it's bad. it's bad already. Kirk, welcome to the community. Congratulations on the purses, and best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Kirk Brooks, the new owner of the Tri-City Storm and First Tier Event Center. Go out and see the Storm tonight. In fact, right now, Derek's going to give you away a family four-pack to tonight's Tri-City Storm hockey game. Caller number 5 at 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Family four-pack on us to go see the Storm play tonight at 7:05. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brad Hill, head coach of the Kansas State baseball team, after this.
Hey, this is Matt Schick, formerly of NTV and now with KETV in Omaha, Nebraska. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show. These guys are wicked good, or in English, terrible.
Elks Country Golf in Kearney is open to the public once again. Could the next Tiger Woods be in Kearney, Nebraska? Find out. Send your 7 to 14-year-old golfer to the youth golf lessons beginning June 2nd. Join up now for the most affordable men's leagues in Kearney, Monday and Wednesday nights, which start April 20th. Contact Jason by email at elkslodge984@charter.net or call 308-238-0760. Elks Country Golf, fun for the whole family.
Smart people make smart choices. You should make the choice to take the next step in your education at Central Community College.
It's the smart way to keep your competitive edge in today's uncertain economy. Update your job skills, prepare for a new career, or earn a degree. Summer classes start May 18th at Central Community College's campuses in Columbus, Grand Island, and Hastings. Also online or in a community near you.
Call 877-222-0780 or log on to ccceneb.edu. Smart people, smart choices, Central Community College.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
A winter storm watch is in effect for our area from Saturday evening out into the day on Sunday. We're going to see a mix of clouds and sun develop today with high temperatures around 61 with southeast winds increasing to 15 to 35 this afternoon. Tonight we'll see some periods of rain develop with a low near 37. I'm meteorologist Paul Frodley. Right now, 52.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Big news out of Hastings College. Fran Hummel, the new women's golf coach.
Awesome.
As if he wasn't out of the office enough. Fran, come on. Come on. He will be appointed golf coach starting in the fall of 2009. Softball, golf. Whatever gets you outside. That's a good gig for Mr. Hummel. Fran, best of luck there, the new women's golf coach over at Hastings College. Coming up in just a moment, we'll be joined by Brad Hill, manager of the Kansas State Wildcats.
Doug, Easter's approaching, though, and Troutman's has already got your bone-in and boneless hams available. Prime rib as well. All the freshest bratwursts in all of the land. Kielbasa, strawberry brats. They've got it all. Ham and cheddar franks, all sorts of beef sticks and summer sausage, and, of course, the best certified Angus in town, Troutman's Quality Meats. They're waiting for you. Cross from Bob's Superstore, right on the south side of Highway 30.
Now wait a minute. What do they have for Easter?
Bone-in and boneless ham.
Okay, so you got a family of 16 you're feeding, and you can get a big old huge ham. What do? They just kind of wrap that up.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so you got a family of 8, and they've got that 16-person ham. What do they do if you only want half a ham?
Well, we only need half that ham, Mr. Carrie Troutman. Whack!
Uh-oh, what if you got a family of 4? Small family.
Whack, whack, whack. We're going to cut it up for you. However you want it, they do it. They cater to your needs. Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend.
Well, Nebraska comes home, Daddy, to start the first 8-game homestand of the season, and Kansas State will come in this weekend for a 3-game Big 12 set, and we are pleased to be joined by the head coach at Kansas State, Brad Hill. They're coming off a game just a couple of nights ago at Creighton, which isn't actually as the way the season has went for you, Coach. I guess that was kind of an abnormality. Your thoughts on where your team sets right now, and hey, thanks for joining us again today.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I really would like to get that one out of my mind a little bit, so... I thought Creighton just really, really put it on us, came at us really hard, and played, much more intensely than we did on Wednesday night. So, that's their style. That's what Coach Service does over there, and they were much more prepared for Wednesday night than we were. Let me put it that way.
Different coaches have different ways that they approach these midweek games. Is there a special way that you approach these games that are non-conference?
Well, again, I mean, there's so much stock has to be put into our conference. We're probably in a position that we can't really afford to run a lot of new people out there. Now, pitching-wise, we have to. Pitching-wise, you're going to pitch guys that maybe, didn't pitch a whole lot on the conference weekend or aren't going to pitch on conference weekend. And that's kind of why we've handled that. But from a position standpoint, we're going to run our best 9 or 10 guys out there and try to go win those games because, again, it's important. You have to win enough of both. You have to win enough in the Big 12, and you have to win enough out of conference if you have postseason hopes.
Brad Hill, the head coach at Kansas State, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, are you surprised at all at the start your team has had this season?
I'm a little really surprised, but, I think it's just the fact of we have some pretty good experience on the field. I think where we were questionable was on the mound, and obviously we've had a – you know, two or three guys really answer the call there that's helped out. But I think more than anything else, we've just really kind of our approach has been extremely good. You know, outside pick out Wednesday, I'll throw that one out the window. But other than that, I think we approached every game, you know, with great intensity, with great passion, and then with a sense of urgency. We need to win, and our kids have played that way. And that's we have to continue to do that, obviously, because we're not good enough. As Wednesday show, we're not good enough to just kind of show up and think that we're going to be able to win a game.
Of course, Kansas State right now is setting at 21-8 as they come into Nebraska, and one of the reasons why you're off to such a good start and one of your players of the week was A.J. Morris, so quite a start for this young man, and he has been getting some rave reviews from whoever you're talking to. Last week, talking to Sonny Galloway, I think he spent half the interview talking about your young man.
Yeah, he's, you know, it's just one of those things that you never know as a coach how this thing is going to happen or if it's ever going to happen. I mean, there's kids that have been in the program, you know, with tremendous talent, potential, you know, as coaches phrase, well, potential, but it's never, ever mastered the intricacies of the game, the mental toughness, the ability to make good pitches when it counts, you know. I mean, you have short-term memory, you know. There's so many things that go into it besides just potential and talent to make you get over the top. And he's a kid with a potential and talent that somewhere figured it out here during the last, you know, 9 months. He's really figured it out, and is, you know, like I said, you kind of keep going, wow, is this thing ever going to end? We hope it doesn't, you know. We hope it doesn't get the old pitcher of the week and then all of a sudden have the bad outing like happened before. So we really need him to pitch well tonight.
Brad Hill, the manager of Kansas State, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. As Nebraska fans know, they have been very fortunate over the last few years to have an unbelievable Friday night kid, for 8 years, maybe longer here, starting with Jabba Chamberlain, going back to Shane Comine. How important and what kind of a luxury is that to have a guy that you're pretty sure most of the time you're going to start a Big 12 Series 1-0?
Well, again, it's happened the last two weekends, and we haven't capitalized on that. I'm not sure how big it is if you're going to lose the next two games, to be quite honest with you. I mean, yeah, you have to get at least one win, but when you win on Friday night, I mean, if you're really disappointed, you're not going to win a series, and that's what's happened to us the last two weekends. And, you know, I mean, we're sitting there with three one-run losses, and you know, one of those being at home, and that shouldn't happen at home. I mean, you should win those one-run games at home. It didn't happen here, so now we're in the position we're in. But obviously, you know, you like to think it takes a lot of pressure off of you, but you know, if you don't capitalize on a Friday night win, then those next two games, if you're going to lose those, then it didn't mean a whole lot. So we really need to do a better job of that. Because, you know, AJ, it's going to happen. I mean, I've already seen it happen in the league. Kyle Gibson, you know, has had a bad outing. Andrew Oliver's had a bad outing. It's just going to happen at some point in time, and you hope you can help recover. Or, like I said, maybe your offense recovers that night.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about your offense here. You've got some guys that are bopping the ball around. You're hitting .332 on the season. As your team comes up to Lincoln this weekend, who should the fans be paying attention to?
Well, if it was Wednesday, it wouldn't be anybody to watch. This game is a funny way of, humbling you very quickly. But no, we've had a couple. Because I think Drew Berry won, my senior shortstop. I'm just very happy with the way he's really matured this year, too. He's kind of had the light switch come on for him, too, like AJ. He's been much more mature. His everyday approach has been so much better. And he's just kind of taking what the game's giving him right now, and he's having a big year for that. And we've kind of been waiting for him to kind of experience the success, too. Another kid that's had good success has been Carter Jarique. Obviously, he's another kid hitting over 400 right now, and he's kind of one of the guys, just more of a talented guy that just ends up getting hits. So, I mean, those two guys have really, like I said, been the most consistent for us.
Got another minute here with Brad Hill, the manager of the Kansas State Wildcats. They're coming up to Lincoln for a Big 12 series. As you've scouted Nebraska, what are some of the things that you're keeping your eye on this weekend?
Well, offensively, they are swinging it, too. I think they're swinging as good as anybody in the league right now, too. I mean, Oklahoma, we saw Oklahoma, and it looks like, Nebraska was very close to matching them with offensive numbers. So I think that's a big concern right now. And I know they also have, you know, kind of like us, I think they have two or three switch hitters in their lineup, so you can't really kind of think matchups late in the game. It's not really going to matter. You have those switch hitters in there. So I think they have a very diverse, you know, a lineup that can give you a lot of problems with a lot of different looks. So, and then obviously you're sitting there with you know, probably one of the better pitchers in the league. Now, I'm not sure how they're going to use, you know, Nesif this weekend with starting or closing or whatever, but obviously, you know, you're going to have to see him at some point in time, too, and that's not going to be very fun.
Coach, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Kansas State all were picked in the bottom half of what should be an outstanding Big 12 league. When you're picked where you're at in the league and then you come out 21-8, does that say something about the kids' mental status? What does that point to that say, you know what, they don't read or believe any of this?
Yeah, and again, I've been telling people, I think the jury's still out because we haven't done it in conference. So, you know, 21-8 outside of conference, you know, I guess we're a little bit better now at conference, but you know, to me, that's where it all sits, is you need to take care of business. I mean, I think all Big 12 teams expect to take care of business out of conference, and something we didn't do last year very well, but this year we did a much better job of that, probably learned from last year. But again, I think your season still is told on how you're going to do inside of conference, and, you know, we've been good enough to play really close, but being close doesn't count. Those wins, they don't give you any points for closeness, and we've got to get over the hump here and win some of those close games.
Do you look at this as maybe the watershed mark of the season with number one Texas A&M, at least conference favorite, coming in next week? You need to get some momentum going in the right way?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the big thing you look at is, and I think where we've gotten really hurt in the past is we've been swept, you know, a couple times throughout the season. And what you have to do is you have to avoid that. You really have to avoid that. If you just keep your head above water and you get one, then eventually if you can win two or three series, you're going to be right in the thick of it again. So you can't put a whole lot of stock in each series, particularly I still think with 3 and 4 weekends in, you're down 5 left. But at the same time, a sweep could be devastating.
Brad Hill, the head coach of the Kansas State Wildcats, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Nebraska, A&M, Wichita State, Missouri, Texas. And that takes you through the end of April. That's going to be a juggernaut. Coach, we sure appreciate the time, and have a safe trip to Lincoln. Best of luck.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank Coach. Brad Hill joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready to take on Nebraska this afternoon at 2:05 and at 6:05. Appreciate the time he gave us today. Huskers sending out, you wanted to know about their pitching rotation. Could be a little interesting. There is going to be a huge mismatch in the game today for the Big Red. They are going with Sean Yost against the stud of all of the Big 12 from Kansas State. And so that game is at 2:05 this afternoon. Derek, who's one of our hockey tickets?
We gave him away to Stan from Hastings. He's got a 4-pack to tonight's hockey game.
So congratulations to Stan. He is the winner. No word yet on who's going to get state volleyball, but Lincoln put up the Devaney Center, so doesn't look good for the Kearney and or Grand Island bid. Also, want to thank all the fine folks that joined us on the show today, including the new owner of the Tri-City Storm and Events Center, Kirk Brooks, also to Brad Hill, head coach at Kansas State, and to Mike Perenio, sportsbook manager at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. Don't forget the Final Four tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday. The Major League Baseball season gets underway this week. Your Kansas City Royals affiliate will have Game 1 at the White Sox on Monday. Daddy's on vacation. You come back and join us next week. We're going to have a great week of shows without him. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!